Welcome back to Dakota Midday from South Dakota Public Broadcasting. I'm Carl Gerke. April is STD Awareness Month, an annual event calling attention to the impact of sexually transmitted diseases and infections. According to the Centers for Disease Control, there are some 20 million new cases of STDs in the U.S. each year, including 50,000 new HIV infections. The observance of STD Awareness Month gives health providers the opportunity to discuss prevention, testing, and treatment of STDs, and that's what we're going to do now. Joining us on the line is Mary Beth Johnson, CNP. She leads Sanford Health's Downtown Sioux Falls Clinic. And Mary Beth Johnson, welcome to Dakota Midday.
Thank you very much.
Well, as I just mentioned there are some 20 million new cases of STDs in the U.S. each year. Does that give us an idea of how big a health concern this is?
Yes, it does. And South Dakota is not immune from it. We have definitely seen increases in the number of sexually transmitted infections in our state as well. And one of them that we're very concerned about is syphilis. We're seeing an increase in that. It was back in 2011, we didn't have any cases actually in South Dakota. And then in 2012, we had 21. Last year, we had 48. And this year, we're already up to 16. So it's here, and it's out there, and people do need to get tested and treated.
Do you know why the rates of syphilis have increased over the past few years?
The reason being is we're seeing it in areas where people are kind of culturally set, such as on Indian reservations, so they do have sexual relations with each other, and then they go and have a sexual relation with someone else, and so it just spreads that way. We are also seeing it more so in the Sioux Falls area. We have more men having sex with men, and that is also increasing in that population.
Do rates of certain STDs like syphilis, do they rise and fall?
Yes, they can. There have been times where it can, you know, like I said, the syphilis, we were down to nothing, and now all of a sudden it's back up. But we usually we've seen more increases like with gonorrhea, usually chlamydia, which is quite common. We see that increasing each year.
Now you mentioned syphilis, gonorrhea, and chlamydia. How many different kinds of STDs are there?
Oh, there are several. And there are certain ones that we have to report to the state, and those being chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, HIV. We do report those. But there are other ones that are virus that we do not have to report, such as herpes and HPV, which is the human papillomavirus.
And why don't those need to be reported?
Those are very difficult to track. And with these ones that I mentioned, we do have treatment for them. So we can get out there and treat them and get their partners treated so we can try to eliminate that.
How do you know which STD you have?
Well, that's a good question because sometimes you may not know. A lot of individuals do not have any signs or symptoms of any kind of infection. And maybe they've just had a new sexual partner, and then they come in and get tested, and lo and behold, they do have chlamydia or gonorrhea. Some of them you can have some signs and symptoms with, and a lot of times, especially like with syphilis, people will think it's called the great imitator, and it usually starts out with a sore, and a lot of times it's a painless sore, and a lot of times they think, this is just from, you know, cutting myself or something like that. So it's a great imitator. So that's why it's very important that you do get in and you do get tested for these because you may not know that you do have it.
For these diseases and infections, are they all things that you have to deal with your whole life, or are some you're able to treat and you don't have to worry about them anymore?
Right. The ones that are caused by bacteria, which are chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, those things we can treat with an antibiotic. And we also want to treat your partner or partners as well, because if you just get treated and then you go back to your same sexual partner and they haven't been treated, you can just get reinfected again. But for the majority of those ones, we can treat and it can be resolved. If it doesn't get resolved with the chlamydia, gonorrhea, syphilis, those can impact your fertility. They can impact your pregnancy. It can lead to infections in other parts of your body as well. So it's important that those get treated.
So the STDs, the problems are more than just sores and other unpleasant aspects of having these infections and diseases. That it can, in some cases, you mentioned, it can go far beyond that.
Correct. And there is, if I was referring before to the HPV, the human papillomavirus, this one we're seeing more of as well. We probably see about 6 million new cases of this a year. And probably about 80 or 90% of the population is infected with this virus. The concern with this virus is that it can, in women, lead to cervical cancer. So we, of course, encourage pap smears for women because this is how we can screen for that virus. So that's important that you get in and you do have your exam for that.
You're listening to Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. This is STD Awareness Month, and we're talking with Mary Beth Johnson, who leads the Sanford Health Downtown Sioux Falls Clinic. When we're talking about concerns about STDs, are there certain segments of the population who should be most concerned about sexually transmitted diseases and infections, like age groups or anything like that?
Yeah, we see the majority in younger individuals less than 25 years of age, but anyone who is sexually active should be tested for sexually transmitted infections.
Now, testing for STDs, is this something that should be a part of a regular health physical, or is this something people should go into the clinics specially for?
You can do both. It's really important that you are honest with whoever you are seeing for your exam, to be honest by telling them that you are sexually active so that we can test and find out if everything's okay or you do need treatment. Basically, it's pretty simple to get tested. It can be just a urine sample that we need to get, and then we can send that off to the lab. We can do some of the tests will require a blood sample. And like with HIV, it's just a little finger poke that we do. With something like syphilis, we do need to do a blood draw for that one. Or it could be just that we need to get a little tissue sample and send that off to the lab, like with your pap smear. Or if they're concerned about herpes, we can also culture the sore and send that off to the lab.
Now, when we talk about STDs, we've been talking about testing and some of the symptoms, the basic ways to prevent STDs in the first place. What are those?
Well, number one, of course, is don't have sex. That's the first thing, just to remain abstinent. And that means not having vaginal, oral, and anal sex as well. And need to keep in mind that some STIs, like herpes, you can spread them without having intercourse. If you have a sore on your mouth and you kiss, you can pass that to a person. You need to be in a monogamous relationship. Be faithful to your partner. Don't be having sex with other people, especially those that you don't know and you're not sure where they've been or what infections they have. Very important to use condoms, use them correctly, and use them every time you have sex. Be aware, too, I think some people think if they're on a birth control method that protects them from sexually transmitted infections, but birth control methods just prevent against pregnancy. The only one is condom. A condom does help prevent against sexually transmitted infections. Very important to be knowledgeable and aware of sexually transmitted infections and to be able to talk to your partner about it. You know, if it's somebody you've just met, you want to be sure to talk with them, and especially if you're going to have an intimate relationship with that, you want to make sure that everything is okay and that there are no infections.
Do you find that it's really difficult for people to talk about these things and to talk about them as frankly as we just have?
Yes, I think it is very difficult, and I think that's one of the great things about us at Downtown Clinic is that this is what we do, and we are just very open and frank with individuals. We have confidential services that we provide. We try to make it so that people are not embarrassed about it. I mean, this is part of your body that you need to take care of as well, and we want to make sure that that part of your body stays healthy. So it's important to be able to talk about that.
Now, for people that are concerned about STDs and STIs and have questions, are there certain resources that are available that are easy to check out?
Yeah, I want to say, first of all, that I know we love the Internet, and there's a lot of resources available on there, but so often some people have some kind of a symptom, and what happens is they start going through the Internet and looking for what could be wrong, and it really scares them because they come upon all kinds of things that are not right. They're not accurate. There are even some sites that will sell medications that say this will help treat this sexually transmitted infection. And so we really encourage, please don't just be scanning through and seeing what you can find out and know. We encourage you to call us because that's what we do, and we're very knowledgeable about it, and we want to help you.
So there are a lot of sounds like there's a lot of scams out there.
Oh, yeah, there are, definitely.
Do you ever run into patients at the Sanford Health Clinic in downtown Sioux Falls where they've thought that they had something that was going to work and it turns out that it was one of these scams?
Yeah, more what we see is that they have some kind of a sore or they have something, and they look on there, and then they end up feeling like, I have this dreadful disease that I'm going to die from. And that's really not what they have. And so it's really important to be sure that you are going to someone who knows about sexually transmitted infections and can identify what they are and help with the treatment.
All right. Well, Mary Beth Johnson, I want to thank you so much for taking the time to talk with us on Dakota Midday.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Mary Beth Johnson. She's a CNP and leads Sanford Health's Downtown Sioux Falls Clinic. And this is Sexually Transmitted Awareness Month, Sexually STD Awareness Month. And you can find more information about that, Sanford Health's Downtown Sioux Falls Clinic. And that's it for this edition of Dakota Midday on South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Thanks to all of our guests on today's show. Stephen Zwemke is the producer. We had assistance from Chris Loffrey. And coming up tomorrow, it's Tech Radio with the Computer Guys. That's at noon Central, 11 Mountain, right here on SDPB Radio. I'm Carl Gerke. Thanks for listening. Coming up next week on Dakota Midday, we'll be coming to you from Rapid City. We'll be doing a number of shows from the Dahl Fine Arts Center, so check that out. You can hear that Monday through Thursday next week right here on Dakota Midday. Again, this is South Dakota Public Broadcasting. Stay tuned. Here and Now is coming up next.